podcast. So good morning to our podcast folks. All right, so the coffee chat show is progressive, meaning that I talk about usually something and then I build on it and we kind of keep talking about it. So that being said, over the last few weeks, we've been talking about stories, the stories that you might still be telling yourself in the past that no longer serve you. There's all my ladies. Good morning, Dodie, Mary. Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, Michelle. And we've got, I saw Angie roll in there. Hello, Angie. So I often talk to you about the conversations that are running you underneath everything from the past. And then I saw a new book that Kendra Hall had just published, talking about the stories that you tell yourself. So I bought the book, I read the book, and then I started a couple weeks ago recommending the book to you guys, which I still definitely do. I highly recommend her new book. So good morning, Stephanie. I sent stuff out. Those of you that responded last week for the swag and sent me an email, everything just went out yesterday. I was waiting for new envelopes and labels. So everything went out in the mail yesterday. The stories that you tell yourself have a lot of power. The stories that are old that you're still living in frequently are holding you back and you don't know it. Okay. So over the last, I think it's been like the last 3 weeks, I asked you to start digging into the stories and conversations that are still running you under everything from the past. They could look and smell like, I'm not worth anything, I can't do it, money doesn't grow on trees, we have to save everything, I can't afford it, I'm not good enough. Those kinds of conversations. Also, what stories are you telling yourself currently that might be based on the past? Like, oh, I don't have, you know, an MBA, I don't have the right degree, I can't do it, who am I to tell them, nobody will listen. Pick one, pick something. I'm too fat, I'm too thin, I'm not strong enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not worthy enough. Whatever it is that you're telling yourself that is, first of all, not the truth. Second of all, is probably based on some old situation from the past that happened that you reacted to or you made up a conversation about. Tracy says hers is, I don't have a man. Listen, those stories no longer serve you, okay? And we've talked a lot over the last 3 weeks about all of that, so I'm not going to belabor that point any longer. I will say this, if you're interested, if you're new watching or you haven't been with us in a while, go back to the last 3 episodes over the last 3 weeks and listen or watch those coffee chats. And get a notebook because you should have a notebook when you watch the coffee chat show because there's always something that you can jot down. And you're going to need your notebook this morning because I'm actually going to give you an assignment for anybody that is interested. And if you do it, it has the ability to really change your life. Okay. So when you figure out that old stories are no longer serving you, then it's time to write a new story. And your assignment is actually going to be to write yourself a new story. I'm going to talk about that in a second. So the reason that writing yourself a new story and reading it to yourself over and over again works is because of the law of attraction, right? We all know that the law of attraction is based on how you feel. Oh, Michael Ferguson, you're watching me live. How cool is that? The stories that you tell yourself bring to you more of those kinds of stories, right? When you tell yourself the stories from the past that aren't working, you get into this energetic, like, malaise, right? When you say to yourself, I'm not good enough, I don't have the right degrees, I'm not worthy, whatever it is that you're telling yourself, you start to feel like, you know, however that feels, right? You tell yourself you're too fat, you're too thin, you're worthless, you don't have a boyfriend, there must be something wrong with you, you don't have a girlfriend, there must be something wrong. Whatever the hell you're telling yourself, you believe it. You start to believe it, because I have news for you. The most power that anyone has over your life is you. Go run, look in the mirror, see that person. That's the person that has all the power over your life. End of the story. I don't care what you want to argue with me about on that point. It's bullshit. You're the only one that can change anything. You're the one that has the power to change everything. Okay? So when you tell yourself these moldy old icky stories from the past and you're dragging them along with you like a, I don't know, like a big garbage bag that you can barely get out of your own way because you're dragging them along. When you are doing that, you are feeling into how that feels. That affects you, right? You feel unworthy. You feel poor. You feel broke. You feel like you can't do it. You feel like you're worthless. You feel like you're not pretty enough, not handsome enough, not thin enough, whatever, not healthy enough. That feeling becomes your attraction point. Now you just continue to bring evidence into your life from all these stories that you're telling yourself. And what happens is some of those stories from the past, they make a new story in your future, which just sounds a little different than you tell yourself that story every day. So let's just take, if you're overweight, for instance, if you're overweight and you don't weigh what you want to weigh or you don't like the way you look, probably every day when you get dressed or get out of the shower or whatever, you're telling yourself a story about that. You're saying to yourself, I really should work out. I should be healthier. I should drink more water, blah, 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 blah. That's a new, you're taking an old story. You've made it a new story. It's the same smelly, shitty story. You're continuing to tell it to yourself day in and day out. That makes an energy around you about how you feel. Then you're continuing to attract the circumstances that magnetize themselves to that energy. Okay? Here's how we fix that. I'm all about being solution oriented. Here's how we're going to fix it. You're going to write yourself a new story. You're going to get a paper and a pen. You're going to pretend that you're a creative writer. You're going to sit down. You're going to think about the life that you want on December 1st of 2022. You're going to write out a story of exactly what your ideal life looks like in December of 2022. So we're going to take you a few months ahead in time and you're going to write it out. Like literally, like I wake up in the morning and I feel great and, you know, everything works and I've got plenty of money in the bank and that new job I wanted, I'm working at it now. My kids are all well behaved, whatever it is that you want to create. Just like you're an author, just like you're writing a book, a children's book, a young adult book, whatever, a grown-up's book, you're going to write it out in great detail. You're going to write it in such a way that when you read it, it gets you excited about how your life is and how it's going to be and the potential that you have. And then you're going to not only read that story every day, but you can start to every morning write a little glory story paragraph based on that bigger vision for December, right? So if the bigger vision in December is that you have, let's just say, gotten yourself a new job, then every morning you're going to write out something that goes along with that as if it already happened. Today, someone approaches me with a new opportunity and it's a possibility for a new job and I apply for it and I get an interview. Then maybe the next day you say, my interview's in 2 days and I'm so excited about that interview and I knock it out of the park. You see what I'm saying? So, and this is how you get yourself out of where you are into where you want to be. You are the author of your own life. Now you're actually going to act like it, as in get a piece of paper, a notebook, and a pen and write it. Do you ever see those kids' movies where, like, the pen has all the power and when they write something on the paper, it turns into reality? That's not a joke. That's actually what happens. You actually have the magic. It's not a mystery, and it's not really magic. It's called taking responsibility for the results that you want to see in your life. See, the reason that it matters and that it works is because of the law of attraction. How you feel every damn day is what you pull into your life. If you tell yourself shitty stories and you feel shitty, you're going to continue to attract those kinds of circumstances to you. It's not rocket science and it's not magic. It's the law, it's the universal law of attraction. What I sit in, what I think about, what I speak about, what I concentrate on is what I'm going to bring to me. So if you don't like the way that your life is, wake up. Get a pen, get a paper, start to take responsibility for doing something new. The new life that you want, it's not going to fall out of the sky and sit on your head. It's not. And there's not an easy button like what you get at Staples and you're just going to push it and your whole new life is just, you're not going to wake up from the shit that you're sitting in and then it's going to be a brand new magical, magnificent day without you doing any work. You have to do the work. Get a pen, get a pad of paper, and think about where you want to be on December 1st of 2022 and start writing. Now I'm going to tell you a story. I don't take many clients anymore, many personal clients. I primarily do leadership and management development. by request, I will sometimes take a personal client. I have, I think, 6 of them that I talk to every week. One of my clients, she's been with me for quite some time. Her husband was having brain surgery on Tuesday, this Tuesday. The Friday previous, we were talking about her project. She's working on a project. We were talking about that. We were talking about what was happening in their household. They're older. They're past 60. And we were talking about how to approach what was about to happen in a new and different way. And what could she do? So we talked about creating how you want it to be. And I talked to her about standing in the certainty that everything was going to work out exactly as she wanted it to. I talked to her about how important it was for her to be the stand of certainty that everything is going to work together for good so that her husband would be able to lean on her certainty. And I told her that her job was to stand in certainty that everything was going to work together for good. And I told her to get a piece of paper. And I said, sit down when we get off this call and write out the story of what it looks like after this is all over and done with. Go from the morning of the surgery until he's well past into recovery and home. Write the story. And then read him that story every day. Read it to yourself. Read it to him every day until we get past this. Okay, so that was not this past Friday. That was a week ago yesterday. Surgery was this past Tuesday morning. She did what I told her to do. She worked that, okay? Tuesday morning, everything was in good shape. Last night, this was brain surgery, by the way, folks. This wasn't a joke, okay? Last night, they both called me from home. They were watching a movie, eating popcorn, talking about how grateful they were that they actually created the experience that they wanted to. The surgery took less time than it was supposed to. It went flawlessly. The recovery is going flawlessly. Everything, it's miraculous. Everything worked. The funny thing is, it wasn't a miracle. I mean, obviously, a lot of us were praying and there was a lot of a lot of, you know, praying and intending going on, and certainly that didn't hurt. However, I promise you, if my client had stood in a story of fear or a story of angst or anxiousness, they wouldn't have gotten the result that they got. They got the result that they got because she did the work. She took a pen, she got a pad of paper, she wrote it out, she sent me a picture of it. She wrote like a 2 to 3 page story, and then she read it every day, and she read it to him, and it was flawless. That's the opportunity that each of you have with your daily existence. That's the opportunity that each of you have to do something different in your day, in a circumstance, in your week, in your month, in your year, in your life. You each have the opportunity that they had to write it out the way that you want and then spend time every day focusing on that. It's basically just, you know, we talk about the manifestation list and I give you that tool all the time. This is a more elaborate version of that. And this is actually more specific. It's not just a list of things. It's actually writing it out, like what you're thinking, what you're feeling, how it looks, what you're driving, where you're working, who's around you, what's happening, how you're feeling in that moment. Are you going to tell yourself a story of lack and limitation and worthlessness? Or will you choose to tell your story, yourself a story of grace and sufficiency and magic and divine order? It's your choice. Tracy's reminding us of Henry Ford's quote, whether you say you can or you can't, you're right. What I'm telling you is not my invention. It's a fact. It's a universal principle. What you talk about, you bring to you. What you speak about, you bring to you. Anyone who's worth anything out there that's teaching principles, you know, success principles, is telling their audience that. They're telling the people around them. What you focus on, you will create. It's time to write a new story. The best advice I can give you for today, it's time to write a new story. So your assignment, should you choose to accept it, like Mission Impossible, is to get a pad of paper or a notebook, get a pen, and write your story as of December 1st of this year. So it's like this. It's December, I wake up, it's like this, it's like that, I work here. The people surrounding me are like this. This is what I'm driving. This is how I'm feeling. This is what my amazing holiday plans are. Whatever you, this is your story. Write it however you want. And then read it every day. Work with it every day. And then take the opportunity to write a smaller glory story every day that backs up to that bigger vision for December, right? So if by December you want to lose 30 pounds, then every day that might look like a glory story of things like, today I found the right health coach. Today I started drinking more water. I started exercising every day. I started doing yoga. This is like a creative writing assignment. Have fun with this. You've got a blank paper and a pen. How do you want it to be? If you can't imagine yourself into the future, how the hell do you think you're going to get there? It's not going to fall from the sky. You have to create it. You have to do the work. You have to get your hands dirty. Get a pen. Get a pad of paper. Write it down. You can edit. You can cross it out. You can start over. It's not magic. It's intelligence. It's intelligence about understanding how life really works. And how life really works is that whatever I focus on and talk about is what I'm going to create. That's how life really works. And the opportunity that you have is to create something new for yourself. Whether you're on welfare and you're broke as hell right now, or you're in a shitty job that you don't really like, or you're 50 pounds overweight and you don't really want to be, it doesn't matter where you start. Start. Get a pen. Write it down. And then start working with that every day. What you spend your time on is what you will bring into your life. Start spending your time on your own life. Stop watching Lifetime or True Crime or the news. Start spending time on the future that you want to have, on the things that you want to create. All right. That's your assignment, should you choose to accept it. For anybody that writes me, sends me, you know, at least the beginning of their story that they're writing or their ideas for how that's going to go. The first 5 people to send that to me, you know, we'll get some swag. We've got some cool new t-shirts. I think I was wearing one last Saturday morning. They say, "And still I rise." The only way that you can get the apparel that I design is to answer my questions on Saturday morning. I don't sell it. I make it for the specific purpose of giving it away to all of you. So send me your stories. The first 5 or 6 people to send me the beginning of their new story that they're writing. And yes, please include your mailing address, as Tracy's dropping in the chat there. I got so overzealous about my pen, I flung the pen somewhere in this office. All right. I'm going to do this too, by the way. I write a glory story every morning, a little one. I have an actual journal that I do that in. But I'm going to write out, I don't usually ask you guys to do something that I haven't done myself. So I'm actually going to take the time and I'm going to write out my story of what it looks like on December 1st. And I'm going to work this right along with you. So tell yourself a new story. It's time to really work on that. It's time to work on your new story. You can find everything you need to know about us at thecoffeechatshow.com. That's thecoffeechatshow.com. And we are I am the Working Warrior Mom. You are on my Facebook page. That is my public persona. We give all this stuff away for free. I actually have a real job. I have a couple. I'm the CEO of Delta Hire, which is a staffing and recruiting company. And I work on leadership and management development, helping companies create amazing company cultures and helping to train leaders and managers to be better leaders and managers. So again, you can find out all about the show at thecoffeechatshow.com. And we will see you next week. We'll say goodbye to our podcast people.